A cluster is a set of virtual machines. If I had to set this up myself, it would be a lot of time and work. Instead, I'll use the Windows Azure portal to create and configure a new Hadoop cluster in just minutes. Click HD Insight to see the clusters I already have and their status. No surprise, I have zero clusters. Click New, Quick Create. I name my cluster Cluster for Tutorial. The DNS name I assign will determine the address for the cluster in the Azure HDInsight.net domain. I've specified Cluster for Tutorial, so the address of my cluster is http://clusterfortutorial.azurehdinsight.net. Four nodes is more than enough for now. The price varies according to the number of nodes I select, so I only select the number I need. If my needs change, I can add more or even subtract some. I enter my super secret password, which must have at least 10 characters, one cap, one number, one special character. As I mentioned earlier, I want my cluster and my storage in the same data center. This is where I'll run my jobs and store the data I analyze in HD Insight. Keep in mind that once a storage account is chosen, it cannot be changed. If the HD Insight cluster is removed, the cluster will no longer be available, but the data will be safe in your Windows Azure storage account. When I click Create Clusters, Windows Azure begins creating my cluster. It may take a while. For me, it took about 6 minutes. I'll know it's done when I see the status on the HD Insight screen listed as running. Behind the scenes, HD Insight is creating and configuring the VMs that together will make up my HD Insight cluster. It's also installing components like Apache Hadoop, Hive, Pig, Scoop, Oozy, Hcatalog, and SQL Server JDBC driver. In the next video in this series, we'll take a closer look at what was installed. We'll also take a tour of the HD Insight dashboard, review ways to interact with our cluster, and run our first job. Please visit WindowsAzure.com for more information.